More than 500 patrons of a Chi-Chi's Mexican restaurant in southwestern Pennsylvania have contracted hepatitis A, and three have died. The outbreak is the largest ever to be attributed to one restaurant. Mark Neutbar of member station WDUQ reports.
The Pennsylvania Health Department first learned of the outbreak of hepatitis A when doctors began reporting a flood of cases. Within days, the state had narrowed its search for the source of the hepatitis to a Chi-Chi's restaurant outside of Pittsburgh and quickly shuttered the operation. The next step was to begin offering immune globulin shots to anyone who may have been infected. Those shots can help protect people from getting the disease, which generally manifests itself in flu-like symptoms. Lori Boots was among the nearly 9,000 people who lined up at a local community college gym for the shot.
My initial reaction was shock. Couldn't believe it could happen to us. I mean, we had shopped for the day. We stopped to get something to eat. And then a few days later on the morning news to hear that anybody that had eaten there would be affected.
Boots and her two daughters have not become ill. Attorney Bob Pierce represents more than 40 people he says became sick after eating at Chi-Chi's. He has filed suit on behalf of two clients asking for medical expenses, lost wages, and punitive damages. Pierce has also filed a class action suit. He says he was forced to create the class in an effort to protect his clients as Chi-Chi's goes through bankruptcy proceedings, which were launched before the outbreak began.
We would ask that a judge be assigned to make sure that any assets that are available to all the sick people can be gathered from Chi-Chi's. We were worried that the creditors of Chi-Chi's would be satisfied from any available assets, and those victims may be left without much of a recourse.
Originally, the state health department believed the outbreak was connected to a worker infected with hepatitis who did not properly wash after using the restroom. Pennsylvania Secretary of Health Kelvin Johnson says the focus has now shifted to the food supply.
We are still waiting for some lab results that will help us to hopefully identify if a food source is in fact the source of this. But at this point, we are not identifying any particular food source.
Green onions are at the center of the investigation. An outbreak of hepatitis A this September in Georgia, Tennessee, and North Carolina was traced to a bad batch of green onions apparently brought in from Mexico. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the State Health Department have issued warnings about eating uncooked scallions. Beth Lordi runs a grocery store in a community hit by the outbreak. She says she has not seen a dip in green onion sales.
People comment on what's in the paper that night. You know, I'm eating at home. Forget eating out. And I mean, we feel bad about the people that have passed on from it, but it seems like the people that have it are dealing with it.
A person can be infected with hepatitis A for weeks before showing symptoms. The immune globulin injections must be given within 2 weeks of exposure to be effective. For NPR News, I'm Mark Neutbar in Pittsburgh.